good morning. Good to have you back, Bailey. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, Alyssa. So I have a question. What is your favorite food in the whole world? If we could give you anything right now for you to eat, what would you eat?
Steak.
You must be from my family. Alyssa, what's your favorite food? Steak too? Carnivores. Tofu. You're offsetting the other two. Bailey.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas verdes, enchiladas rojos, enchiladas con puerco, carne asada, just any enchilada. Cheese, you'll take it. What is your favorite food in the whole world, Mr. Liam? I know what it is.
Cheese.
He likes cheese. And I'm betting Shannon over there likes
paper.
I think it's probably milk. Okay, so here's my question. I can't see you guys. Come sit on the floor in front of me here, because I can't see you. Come sit down. All right. What's better? One little steak or two little steaks? Two is better. What's better? Two tofu? You're sure? Okay, two tofu. Okay. If you've got two tofu, what would be better? Would it be okay to have three tofu? Starting to feel a little full? But if we could have three steaks, Brian says, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, you are an angel. He says he would just have one little steak and share the other two. Exactly right. Bailey, enchiladas, not that big. Six enchiladas.
No way.
No way. Right. You need how many enchiladas until you're satisfied?
Two.
How many steaks do you need till you're satisfied?
I'd have one big one.
One big one would just be plenty. Two tofu is too many. No, I'm kidding. Two tofu, plenty. A couple of good steaks for a little girl like you, you'd blow up. The whole thing is that, do you need to have like a whole, like, bucket of enchiladas? Like 8 pounds? And do you need to have a whole cow? No. Do you need like the whole tofu factory? Not really. In the story that we hear from Jesus today, a man has a whole bunch of stuff, more than he could ever use, and he's all excited about it. He really thinks, I have got it made. He has more than he needs. And he thinks to himself, what should I do? I don't have a big enough refrigerator for all the steaks. So what I should do is get rid of my little refrigerator and get a big one and maybe a freezer. And then I could have all the steaks and tofu that I could ever want in the whole world. But you know what happens to them? Well, we could have the enchiladas too. But you know what happened to him? He died. The very night when he was going to build these giant barns and do all of this stuff, in the parable, in the story that Jesus tells, he dies. So what was the good of building those barns? Did it help him? No. Well, what else could he have done with all that extra stuff?
Give it to homeless.
He could have given it to people who needed it. He could have shared it, right? That's one of the things we can do when we have too much. What else? He could use one of his barns as a funeral place. Or, that is a very good answer, or he could have a wedding there. Yeah. You see, we don't have to have so much stuff that we have to build big storage places for it. God has given us the gift of life. And that's what Jesus is trying to say. There's enough for you. And if you have too much, you have options other than just opening up a tofu bank. Or putting it all in the freezer. Or keeping it all for yourself. You can share it. You can give it to other people. Or you can just have enough. Well, it's a little different than maybe sometimes we think about. But I think that's what Jesus is trying to get at. God's given us the whole gift of life. And one of the things we can do is give the extra away. Yes, sir. He could open a food garage sale. Yes, he could. But I think the best thing that Jesus is trying to say is that when we put too much trust in all of that stuff instead of in God, we're probably going to get into trouble. So remember, just enough is enough. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places. I forgot the cheese. I think you can never have too much cheese. Let's sing the second half of our song.